We left off yesterday just talking a little bit about the halachas of Timas Kfeilim, which is one last akuda before we move on to the next sugya. So we mentioned there was the machlekes, the gedolei acharonim, the sma, and the drisha, the sma, and the taz, about what conclusion we should draw from our Gemara about a kashrus issue. Namely, is there anything fundamentally wrong with merely tasting treif for food without actually swallowing it, absolutely literally going down? Is that a halachic problem or not? So the simple meaning of our Gemara is that that's a problem. That's exactly why the Gemara had to opt for Te'imas Kfeil Aramor. We had to ask for a goy. Well, we couldn't have a Jew do the taste because that would be a violation of those kashrus. That was the conclusion that the Drisha drew. And the Taz says it's not true. The Taz says that that's not a correct conclusion. That the Emes says it's probably okay. There's probably nothing really fundamentally wrong with tasting non-kosher food. Now, truth to be told, the Taz is talking about a case that's not even sure that it's not kosher. That is true. But l'chora, there shouldn't be a difference. I mean, the Taz sounds like you're saying it's not really a violation of Machlokes Asuros. So why doesn't the Gemara have a Jew taste it? So the Taz says, because that won't do the trick, because you'll only be able to discern the taste if the taste literally goes down. So you're stuck in a catch-22. So you have to bring in a goy, because a Jew wouldn't be able to do it. But lu yitzuya, that tasting on the tip of your tongue would suffice, that would be okay. So we pointed out that this question that the Chronim are debating already appears back in Rishonim. It already is a give and take in a Tshuvas HaRivash. And in the Tshuvas HaRivash, there are actually two reasons that are suggested, both by the Rivash and the Shoal, as to why there should potentially be a problem, if there is a problem, of Te'ima. So one was almost a technical concern that lest you come to swallow it. And number two was a more lomdisher concern that maybe that's considered to be Chatzishia, which again was a little bit startling in terms of what we think Chatzishia is or is not. So with all this background, there is one other maramakom that becomes relevant that the Taz himself makes reference to. That's the Gemara in Mitzchak HaZbrach at Tafiyah Dalet. The Gemara discusses if a person was makabel a tainis. Nobody told him to makabel tainis. He decides he's going to have a tainis yochid. So what's the din? Is he permitted to taste food on a tainis yochid or not? So let's say a woman is makabel a tainis and she's cooking dinner that afternoon and she wants to taste a little bit. Is the food okay? So the Gemara says that's okay. Why is that okay? Because the person was only mekabel the tainus anyway. They weren't really obligated to fast on this day. They personally were mekabel it. So it's understood that their kabbalah didn't include these kinds of things. That the normal kavanas ha'adam when you're mekabel the tainus is that you're mekabel not to eat, but just simply to be tain. And that was never really including the kabbalah. That's why many Rishonim point out that this kula would only apply to a tainus yochid that you were mekabel. If you have a tainus tibur, that you're mechuyv to fast, let's say Tisha B'Av, or maybe the other time you have fast days, that you're mechuyv to fast, and maybe this whole kula would break down, because those are not required of you because of a Kabbalah's tainus. The halacha superimposes the chiva on you. But if it's a tainus yochid, that the whole mechayev to fast emanates from your personal Kabbalah, so the Gemara says that the chilushtiyah, the kibbalah, this is not really considered to be a chilushtiyah, implying that if not for that reason, if not for that quirk in Uchas tainus, so then this would be a problem. This would, l'chora, pose a problem. Not for that nuance of that there's something that somehow Te'imas Lashon is not called the Kabbalah Tainus, not included in the Kabbalah Tainus, otherwise l'chora would be problematic. So doesn't this contradict the theory of the Taz? So the Taz himself asked this question, and the Taz says, no, this is not a contradiction to his theory, because the word Te'ima means different things in different places. The Taz says, I was only not there if you do te'ima with your tongue outside. It means that's okay. But if you taste the tavshil with the food inside your mouth, even though you're only tasting it, if you're in machlis and lochpiv, that for sure is a problem. So the Taz is drawing a line in the sand that even he, the biggest makel under the sun, was only makel tongue out. Tongue in, that's going to be a problem. What's the chilv? You're sticking out your tongue. The two what kind of difference is that? When the tongue is in, the tongue is out. What's the difference? So the chayr is a throwback to the rivash, namely, what was the issue in the first place, if any? So if you hold that the reason for this potential issue is some kind of a gezeira that you make up to swallow, so then it really makes a lot of sense. Now, if kolzman, then we tell the guy, listen, keep your tongue out and put it on the tip of your tongue, but just keep your tongue outside of your mouth. So I can argue then the chiyagav lo grozu. That's much more of that's much less of a fear. You're going to swallow it. Once it's inside your mouth already, then the fear becomes much more realistic. So if you're going down the route of one side of the rivash, that's a fear of Shema, Yerucha, Shema, Yivla, so then the Taz's otherwise arbitrary distinction is not so arbitrary. But if you hold that, it's some kind of a halachic concern, it's a chatzishiyah, the te'ima somehow is considered to be like a shtick al achila, then it becomes very, very hard to explain away this distinction. Not one of shach. Either tasting is considered to be an achila, it's not considered to be achila, either is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah achila. Might have come in where in the world the tongue is. So l'chara, the taz, is going down a certain route in the rivash, that there's a potential concern with the rabbanon with tasting, but that concern with the rabbanon only applies when it's inside the mouth. It's outside the mouth, and it's not really mutter. And the Drisha disagreed even with that. The Drisha said, no, taka asar, that's the isser. Either because the Drisha held that the gezeira applies even outside the mouth, or maybe the Drisha held that it's also for the more lumdish reason, because the chatishia. So it's unclear what the answer should be. The only thing that's clear is that you see from the Gemara Brachas, if you dial it, that you can't say Tima is always mutter, because if Tima is legamre mutter, every case under the sun, Tima is mutter, so then why does the Gemara need the chiddish reason that at a time this is mutter because of the lack of Kabbalah, typically what you're doing is mamish and nothing. So again, that's just the aura, just the shirayim of yesterday. Shia. You might say, we're about to begin. Brand new sugya. Yeah, okay.
Gone.
Oh, for that, okay.